welcome everyone to the Ditch the Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Alana Russo. I'm a graphic designer and career and success coach who knew I could do better, but kept falling short of where I wanted to go. And now, after years of exploring personal and career development, business, money mindset, and energy work, I'm here to tell you that yes, you can move from stuck and defeated to empowered and confident. Ready to dive in? Awesome. Together, let's ditch the struggle. Hello, everyone. It's Alana, and today we are diving into one of my favorite topics, the topic of confidence and building it. Very passionate about this. It's a common thread throughout all of my coaching. I love to talk about it, write about it, coach about it. It's something that comes up with all my clients as well. It actually comes up with everybody. And so, spoiler alert, everyone is lacking confidence in at least one area of their life. I actually love, though, when I do have a client who's super overall confident. That is not too common, but it does happen. And every once in a while, I am amazed. But for many people, confidence has been a little bit of a tricky topic or something that they've struggled with. I know I have. I believe we always end up teaching the thing that we struggled with the most, right? And I had to work really, really, really hard at building myself up. And I almost feel I was like rebuilding my confidence, because if I think about it, I think I was a pretty confident kid. And then things started to wane, like by the time, I guess, like junior high, like grade 7, 8 comes along, and then high school starts to turn into like a total Degrassi High ABC after school special of feeling shitty about myself. Let's, you know, I feel like it was a little bit cliche in a way. But yeah, I was lacking confidence. I was crippled at times by low self-esteem. I was always able to pretend, however, that I was confident, or at least present like I had a handle on everything. Classic case of everything is fine on the outside, but inside I'm really struggling. Now, some people, like, as I said, are just kind of naturally confident. I know a few of those people. I've worked with a few of them, and I'm just in awe of how they move through life. That's just not the case for most people. And if you are struggling with confidence, it may seem downright impossible to imagine being confident, which leads me to my first tip here. So I want to share 5 ways to build confidence. And my first one is believe that confidence can be cultivated. So building confidence is not unlike training for a marathon or like going to school to attain a degree. And if building confidence seems elusive to you, then there is a belief within you that confidence can't be yours. This is not surprising, really, as there seems to be this message out there in the world that you're either born with confidence or not. And if you aren't, well, tough luck, buttercup, like you're just kind of stuck with who you are. But I don't believe this is true. It's definitely not true, because I feel like I've moved personally through that journey of feeling confident once again, and which is actually like returning back to your natural state and your natural self. And building confidence is a long game, though. This is not something that happened overnight for me. It doesn't happen overnight for most people. It is a journey. But what I have witnessed and what I've experienced is that confidence can be attained if there is a decision made to have it. This is a mindset piece. This is all mindset, which is really your attitude towards something. And this is the most important place to start, is with your mind and with your mindset. It will be about you showing up and thinking of ways to start feeling good about yourself again. So there's a reflection piece that has to happen, like really reflect on your life. And maybe one thing that was helpful for me was to reflect on when I was most confident in my life. Now, if you've been chronically lacking confidence, this might be hard, but there might be blips, like tiny glimmers of when you did feel like you had a little bit of your shit together or felt confident or could walk into a room and feel good. It's very different for everyone, but often it does look like seeing in your life where you might have started to lack confidence and then committing to a new mindset that states, it's time for me to step into confidence. And that is something that I did. I did make that decision that this was not going to be my life anymore. I was not going to be anxious all the time. I was not going to be feeling like crap. I was not going to be feeling insecure, suffering from low self-esteem. And maybe I was able to make that decision a little bit easier because I had a sense of what it felt like to feel good about myself. Again, when I was younger, and I think a lot of the confidence started to chip away as things were getting more and more stressful in my household. It was kind of left to my own devices because my sister, I have one sibling, she's quite a bit older than me, and she was like left the house years before I, you know, that like I was still in school and she's gone. She's living her really cool life, right? She's just off and running. So I was on my own a lot. It's not really surprising that my confidence took a little bit of a hit. But as I said, I made that decision that things were going to change and I was going to start building confidence and feeling better about myself. So then I started identifying where and how I could do that, which is going to lead me into my second tip. And that second tip is do things that make you uncomfortable. Such a huge part of my message in every kind of talk or public speaking thing I do, I'm tapping into this. You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You have to commit to doing things you haven't done before in order to get results you haven't seen before. We all know that famous Eleanor Roosevelt quote. It's on Instagram all the time, and it's a good one. Do one thing every day that scares you. This is imperative. And that one tiny thing that scares you can be, you know, politely telling your barista at Starbucks that your order is incorrect and if they could remake it. Like, nicely, we all have to be nice to our baristas. They're working so hard. It's probably one of the hardest jobs going out there. It's just doing something that is going to make you uncomfortable. And it takes a lot of courage to do things outside of your comfort zone. And it can be downright terrifying. There will be those moments when you are hiding in a bathroom stall trying not to have a full panic attack, but the payoff is huge. You have to prove to yourself that yes, you can do the things that make you want to barf. Then you have opened the door for confidence to join the party. When you have that feeling of like, I can't do this. This is so awful. I feel so uncomfortable. Yes, that is what you want to be going for. Because the fact is the path to confidence is lined with discomfort. Embrace this fact. And if you can, see it as an adventure. The most confident people out there are the ones taking personal and professional risks on the regular. You want to be that kind of person. So be the person who says yes when the universe asks them to show up. Say yes to things that you're not sure you can pull off and see what happens. Or say no to things that sound boring and easy and daydream about what new direction you might want your life to move into. You have to like shake things up and consciously do it because we all get comfortable. And it is sometimes a good idea to stay in your comfort zone. If you've been through a lot of turmoil and you need to things to like the dust to settle, let's say you've been in a, you've job hopped and you just like couldn't find something you liked and then you finally find something. It's okay and it's good and it can be healthy to ride things out and kind of settle into something and have like normalcy and routine and all of that. But the trick is to, well, make sure you feel like you're still growing and like expanding in that new role or that new job or whatever that new experience is. And just notice when you are kind of phoning it in. And if you're not feeling great about yourself or not feeling too confident, then that is sometimes a great thing to recognize so that you can be like, okay, it's time to step up. I know this fall, I had had a good busy year and I did do a few things that definitely stepped me out of my comfort zone in 2023. But by the fall, I did feel like I was coasting a little bit. I was like, I really haven't done anything that's like too challenging. And I know for me, I have to do those hard things that make me, as I say, like kind of barf when I say that, because that's literally what I'll do if I'm really upset or like stressed out. And you're probably thinking like, why would you want to put yourself in a position? Because I know the payoff is always huge. So this fall, I know the organizers of Design Thinkers, which is the big, huge Canadian graphic design conference, asked me if I would MC one of the speaker rooms at the conference. It wasn't the main stage. It was a pretty decent sized stage at the St. Lawrence Theatre in Toronto. I've never really been an MC. I'm not really that personality, but I knew I had to do that. I knew I had to do it. I had to get out of my frickin' leggings, put on real clothes, and get myself on a stage physically, put myself out there. Yes, it was deeply uncomfortable. I think the first introduction I did on the stage was not good, but I also accepted that it wasn't going to be great. I had to like find my groove, find my feet, and just get used to being on stage again. I hadn't been doing that in a long time. So think about places in your life where you're feeling like way too comfortable, and then think of a plan to do something that is going to just push you out. Sometimes signing up for a class, a course, signing up for that marathon. I don't know. I'm never going to run a marathon, but kudos to you if you guys want to do that. That's not on my bucket list, but I get why people do it. It's not about the actual finish line. It's about who you become while you're training for it, right? So get comfortable being uncomfortable, and you will watch and see your confidence soar. And now tip number three, surround yourself with positive people and content. You may have already heard this before, but it is key to building confidence. You need to marinate in the positive vibes of people who support you and messages that help you believe anything is possible. So I'm not suggesting you ditch your friends and like move to the countryside or up a mountain, anything like that. But I am suggesting you hang out with people who lift you up and truly believe in you. For some, that does mean changing friendship circles or starting to wholeheartedly recognize who in your life is raising you up and who's dragging you down, like, you know, a quicksand. You know, we all have people in our life that we've sometimes let hang around and you're like, I don't know how good this is for me. I don't feel good after spending time with them. I don't feel confident after spending time with them. You want to be with people who are cheerleading you on. This is interesting to note. Sometimes you will have friends who are really great and there for you when things are going badly because they feel good consoling you. It makes them feel good. There's like this almost weird trauma bond that can happen. But you want to have the friends who are there for you when things are going really well, who can be like, I have been waiting for you to have this moment. I'm so excited to be able to be here to support you in this moment. So the friends that can be there for you when things are good, that is amazing. Keep those people. Yes, that's amazing. You also want to make sure the content you're consuming daily is making you feel good. I really believe a lot of what's out there on both social media, Netflix, especially Netflix, is bringing us down. And it is not good for us. It's, really not good. So remember that your body and your mind is absorbing everything you engage in. I like to listen to, obviously, personal development podcasts whenever I can, as I feel my belief that anything is possible. Like, I just need to be in that space. I decided a long time ago to drown myself with optimism as a way to combat my years of negative mental programming, because I just got into really destructive thought loops, negative mindset, wasn't saying nice things to myself. So, you know, I do affirmations. I do have a mental, like I have things I tell myself to bring myself out of a rut or out of feeling like crap. But I also do give myself permission to just, you know, grieve something or mourn something or like be in a bad mood. I generally have a 24-hour rule that I can stay in a crap mood for 24 hours maximum. And then I have to kind of start pulling my ass out of that. But I really surround myself with stories that are uplifting. I love to hear about people experiencing triumph. It's really helped me build belief in others and build belief in myself. This is why we listen to people's stories, because they can help us feel like great about ourselves and that we can connect to that feeling of anything is possible. And generally, if we're watching zombie apocalyptic movies on Netflix, that feeling doesn't come up. I don't know. Maybe it does for you guys, not so much for me. So really check in how you're feeling after watching content, anything on, you know, social media, Netflix, all the things. And then when you're hanging out with certain people, like after the fact, you know, you kind of walk away and you've had the coffee with someone, like, how do you actually feel? I've mentioned this before, but if I'm feeling tired or drained after a coffee with someone, I really make a mental note to minimize interactions or shift the conversations that we're having, because it could be also me showing up to the table and dragging things down as well. But the more drained I am generally, the less confident I feel. Like, I've never met someone who's drained and tired, exhausted and burnt out and feels like a million bucks and confident. I just don't see the two happening together, right? So you can only feel confident when you're energized, when your cup is full. So no one feels truly confident when they are in that exhausted state. And they also don't feel empowered. So you want to do things that are going to fill up that cup, fill up your energy, and then the confidence and the empowerment, which go hand in hand, will naturally bubble up to the surface. And now on to tip number four, consistently improve your skill set. Now, what's interesting about this point is originally when I wrote it, I wrote constantly improve your skill set. And now I'm like, gross, gross, gross. I don't like the word constantly at all, because it brings up a feeling of restlessness and relentlessness, like just go, go, go. And that's my old struggle best self that I'm trying to leave behind. So when I wrote this, I was like, oh, that's really interesting that I don't want to actually use the word constantly. Consistently is totally different. Consistently can be, you know, working out twice a week and or posting on social media twice a week, which is actually my bar. I only post twice a week generally. So you want to consistently improve your skill set, but I'm not saying just go, go, go and constantly like up level your skills, because that's exhausting. And I don't want you guys feeling exhausted. I'm also not a huge fan of the whole side hustle culture, as I believe it does support a workaholic lifestyle. However, I do love that it encourages people to expand and improve their skill set. And if there's one thing that has served me really well in my career from a practical perspective, is that I've always upgraded and up-leveled my skills. So I have consistently taken courses, read books, tried different ventures like public speaking, teaching. That was a huge, huge up-leveling experience for me, which gives me a whole new skill set. So if I want to teach more, I can do that at any time. Also, taking on freelance clients when I was working full-time as a graphic designer. Oh, I think I probably will do a whole episode about that, because just that skill alone, like learning how to work with a freelance client, bill, invoice, quote, come up with scope, all of that, super important. And then I went and did a huge 8-month coaching program while I was working full time in 2020. So all of these experiences have helped me discover new talents, taught me valuable lessons, and they improve your skill set, because inevitably in life, there's going to be those WTF moments that test your inner strength, and you're going to have to rise to the occasion. And when you know you have more skills available to lean on, things don't feel as scary. And you really do want to challenge yourself over time, learn new things. You begin to develop this priceless inner knowing that yes, you can take on that big client or self-publish that ebook or whatever it is, and that builds confidence. And you know what? Most people don't actually think about doing this. And I like to joke all the time that don't do what most people do. And I think I've lived my life that way. But most people don't actually want to up-level their skill set. And I know when I coach clients and they tell me about their growth mindset and they love up-leveling and learning new things, I'd like to point out to them that not everyone's like that. I do have some clients sometimes who are just fine to just kind of coast. And again, nothing wrong with that, but you can run into problems or challenges later on when you do need to shift your career or shift your position or your role or something. And I just think the people that are consistently, not constantly, up-leveling their skills tend to be a bit more confident. That's my observation anyway. So don't do what most people do and keep building your skill set. You need to try new things and not be good at them. You need the frustrations. You need those learning curves. You need those moments that just make you want to pull your hair out. This encourages a growth mindset, literally builds your brain up. And at the end of the day, you will have new knowledge that you can use to improve your business or rock your day job. At any time, you can hop on Udemy, Skillshare, like LinkedIn Learning, do small, tiny courses. Never has it been so accessible. Now, the trick is to actually carve out the time to do it. I highly recommend blocking a time in your calendar. I'm not obsessed with my calendar or one of those people that has like the most beautiful color-coded calendar ever. But if I do want to learn something or listen to a replay of a masterclass or do a webinar, I will put it into my calendar so that I actually do it, because it's really easy to push those things to the side. But if you actually do them, do the course, do the thing, sign up for the class and follow through, you're going to feel good about yourself. 1000% you're going to feel good about yourself. And this leads me to my fifth tip. Do something good for your physical body daily. A few years ago, I look back on my life and realized that the times I felt most confident were during phases where I was exercising and taking care of myself consistently. Again, consistently, not constantly. So this isn't too surprising, but I actually never really made the connection like so consciously, because I can actually be inconsistent with moving my body and kind of doing movement. If I get really shut down or really upset about something, I sometimes just like won't do anything, and that's not great. And as a designer, oh my gosh, it's so easy to sit in front of the computer for 16 hours a day and just not move unless like you need another cup of coffee. And I did this just the other day. I sat in my computer. I did do 12 hours. I think I did 12 hours. I moved my graphic design portfolio from a Squarespace site to an Adobe portfolio site. And I just, as a freaking marathon, sat there. But I had done some exercise in the morning and that made me feel good. So when I say do something good for your physical body and move, I am not suggesting you go out there and go all Jillian Michaels or Tracy Anderson. This is not about building a beach bod or achieving some ridiculous level of fitness. It's about making the connection between your mind and body and honoring how hard your body is working to keep you going, especially when things are tough. This is about supporting your physical self to become your best mental and spiritual self. It's like a trifecta of care that you need to be truly confident and feel like a capable person. And any kind of physical activity will improve your mental health and reduce anxiety. What that activity should be is a question only you can answer. I know at one point in my life, I was really into spin classes. I needed like that hardcore cardio. Now I'm loving doing more Pilates bar workouts just with like YouTube videos. I'm obsessed with Action Jacqueline. I'll put her link below. I think she's cute as a button. And I just feel great after the routines. And some of them are just 5 minutes. So yeah, it can be high intensity cardio, but it can also be like breathing exercises. I love the breath of joy. That's a great one to do that can really get the blood going. The point is to make a habit of doing something good for your body every day as one way of building yourself up. This is ensuring that you have a track record of many successes under your belt, and over time, you can only start feeling better about yourself. And anything is better than nothing. And actually, this is hard for many because they feel they're not doing enough, like at any time, that there has to be this intense, hardcore workout. And that, you know, they're just not doing enough compared to what other people are doing. I know there was a trend a few years ago with a 7-minute workout. I just kept seeing it all the time on Instagram. And I remember thinking, oh, that sounds amazing. 7 minutes. And then I was like, well, what's 7 minutes? Like, that's not going to do anything. And that's not enough. You know, we're always saying this. It's not enough. I'm not enough. Blah, blah, blah. The same story. This enoughness piece. But listen, 7 minutes, I'm sure it's first of all, a hard workout. I didn't do it. But 7 minutes is going to be good for you. Like, if you do that every day, that's amazing. I just sometimes do 15 to 30 minutes in most mornings. Again, not every morning. But that has been really pivotal for helping my confidence grow and also just mentally and physically setting me up for the day. So I changed my mindset around how much I think I should be doing, and I just try and be consistent. So not constant, but consistent. And I do feel good even if I just do a 5-minute workout. The benefit for your mental health and anxiety is like, it just can't be underestimated. We are meant to move our bodies. I know I had a friend, her husband went to see a doctor for his stress and anxiety. This is in Europe, so it would be very different here. And the first thing the doctor said to him is, you need to get on an exercise bike and do 30 minutes of cardio every single day, and then come back to me, and that will be our baseline. That's actually your baseline. I just think this is wild. Do you think a doctor here would do that? No. Really interesting, because it is imperative that we move our body, especially if we're under stress and anxiety. So don't think of the all or nothing attitude. This leads to self-sabotage and will kill your confidence, actually. Like, it doesn't have to be an hour workout. Just do something every day to support your physical self, because the downfall of comparing your exercise routine to other people's routine, that's huge. Like, there's such a negative result from comparing ourselves. Just do something that feels good for you and do that. I sometimes tell my clients, just put blinders on. Like, you think about what's good for you And definitely don't follow what I'm saying. The idea here is just to give you some ideas and you figure out what's good for you. But my observation is across the board, doing something for your physical body daily will improve your confidence. Now, if there's a common thread between all of these points I've said today, it is that confidence does take time and commitment. It is a process, but it can be done. And if anyone is telling you you can't, we need to go back to point number three, which is surround yourself with positive people and content and don't listen to those people. So to recap, five ways to build confidence. So number one, believe that confidence can be cultivated. Number two, do things that make you uncomfortable. Number three, surround yourself with positive people and content. Number four, consistently, not constantly, improve your skill set. And number five, do something good for your physical body daily. So there you go, guys. Those are my top five tips for building confidence. Even if you just pick one and focus on that, I guarantee you you'll start to see results and feel better about yourself. And if there's anything else about confidence that you want to learn about, just send me a message. I would love to talk more about it because, as I said, I'm very passionate about this subject and I want you guys to all feel really confident and awesome. Thank you for joining me today on Ditch the Struggle. You showing up here means so, so much to me. To dig deeper into the topics discussed today and to learn about my work, visit alanarosa.com. And don't forget to download your free resources while you're there. And if this episode resonated with you, please share with others who also want to ditch the struggle. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating and a review, and let me know what you'd like to see more of on this podcast. And before I go, I want to leave you with my three favorite ways to ditch the struggle. Be your own best advocate, take baby steps for the win, and forget about a linear career path. It's overrated and you are doing just fine. See you next time.